For nearly a century, South Dakota Public Broadcasting has fed the imaginations of children by utilizing various resources and our airwaves to get them ready for success. The SDPB Early Learning Initiative is a program designed to get kids ready for kindergarten. Kevin Nelson is the director of the program, and his experience as a teacher and former school administrator puts him in a good position for this job. He's joining us now with more. Kevin, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Lori. Thank you for having me.
This has been such an important conversation before the pandemic hit. And then, you know, so many parents were home from work and trying to figure out what happens next. But I want to go back to this bigger picture before we, dive into what exactly the Early Learning Initiative is, because this is a pre-pandemic conversation, Kevin. What's the situation in South Dakota with early learning, and what need is ELI, or the Early Learning Initiative from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, trying to meet? Let's start there.
Sure. Well, here's a couple things that we know. There's roughly 70,000 children in the state of South Dakota that are under the age of five. And we know that about one out of every five of those children live in poverty, which can have a huge impact on their learning. There's communities where that number, instead of 20, could be 30. The school that I was in, but roughly around 30%, or one out of every three, and live in poverty. And the situation in South Dakota is that we're only one of three states that has no funding and really, quite frankly, no guidelines for early learning. And that could be preschool or whatever scenario you want to take a look at. And the other thing is, South Dakota is either number one or number two. There's some conflicting data on that, of the number of children under the age of six with all parents working. We have about 76% of all parents working for those children under five. And the national average is about 65%. So the situation in South Dakota really screams, quite frankly, for assistance in the area of early learning. And, you know, early learning really is not necessarily preschool. Early learning takes place at home. It can take place at child care centers. It can be a preschool. But all of those areas where there's interaction between a loving and caring adult and children is a spot for early learning, for quality early learning.
Yeah. I'm looking around on some of the website, resources today, and I found a blog post about reading and how to create a calming library for your early learner during stressful times. And I just loved that. I want one for myself as an adult. Like, here's my calming library. I can just crawl in there with my favorite books. So talk a little bit about the kinds of things and the ideas, because this is about more than, watching Sesame Street or learning your alphabet. I mean, I immediately found something about creating a little nook in my home that, if I had a preschooler, they crawl into and feel that comfort. It's about more than screen time. So tell me a little bit about some of the resources that ELI has available for parents and caregivers and daycare providers.
Sure. So first of all, what we did is we've aligned the resources from PBS and South Dakota Public Broadcasting with the South Dakota Early Learning Guidelines, which are really kind of the standards put together by South Dakota educators that are in line for early learners. And they're in areas like social and emotional learning, cognitive, which includes science and math and social sciences and the arts, communication, reading, writing, speaking, and then health and physical development. And so we aligned the two of those together, and we've found a home on our webpage where any caregiver, early learn, or parent, a teacher, a caregiver of any kind could go to. And for example, let's say that you are a parent or a caregiver and you're struggling with a four-year-old on sharing, which would fall under social and emotional. You could go to the website. You can find resources, including short videos and lesson plans or tips and so on and so forth, that deal with sharing. And a program like Arthur is built completely around that. Daniel Tiger's neighborhood is built around that. So yes, we can use the resources, but it's more than just sitting down and watching Sesame Street. So much more than that. It's all about that. So we have a web page. We send out a newsletter. We're very excited about the fact that we are now adding another resource called Bright by Text, which actually is sent directly to parents in areas in which they wish to know more about for children of the age that they want to work with. All of those are the resources that we're trying to provide parents of young learners, of early learners in South Dakota.
Tell us how to connect with some of those resources. Where do I go to sign up, especially for, you know, Bright by Text? That sounds pretty awesome.
You bet. Actually, what you can do is you can text SDKIDS to 274448. SDKIDS 274448. And that would be a wonderful resource for anyone who has young children who works with young children. The webpage and the newsletter, you can go to the South Dakota Public Broadcasting website. You can find it under Learn, and you can sign up for the newsletter, which will be a weekly format for, again, anyone who wishes to or who is working with young children or wishes to know more about working with young children.
Yeah. One of the things I remember when my daughter, she's 19 now, but when she was this age, it's a lot of fun. And sometimes getting the resources help you see instead of, excuse me, you know, if you have a sharing issue going on, or there's, you know, your child starts to hit, or, you know, whatever might be stressful, all of a sudden, not only do those resources exist now, but it's just really fun to be a parent of a preschooler if you have the right tools at your disposal. Talk a little bit, Kevin, if you will, about what difference it makes. Talk about the power of attention during the first 5 years. Why is it so, so important?
Well, what we've learned in the last, about 20 years, because science has allowed us to do that, is we've learned so much about the brain, and specifically about the brain of infants, toddlers, and preschool-age children. And we know that the first 5 years are incredibly important. 90% of brain growth takes place then. And so, you know, it's incredibly important that children of that age have positive, loving interactions with caring adults. And we also know this. Education can take place anywhere. It does not have to be in a formal setting. Parents are a child's first educators. And it's always that interaction between a parent and their child that is so vitally important. And again, that can take place at anywhere. And so what we're trying to do with the Early Learning Initiative, this isn't geared just towards educators, but it's geared towards parents. And it allows them to be aware of the fact that I'm out for a walk with my three-year-old, and this is a wonderful opportunity right now to stop and look at the leaves turning and talk about seasons and how important that kind of interaction actually can be towards that child's eventual proper growth and readiment for school. It's that easy. But you're right. It's like everything else. Parents need some assistance with that. What is right? What is wrong? What's the best ways to do this? Can I mess it up? Or, you know, how does that all work? So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it gets to a lot. You don't have to have a master's degree or a PhD. The people who have that education have put it all together for you to make it easy. Kevin, one more time, people can text SDKIDS to 274448, or you can go on the website, sdpb.org, and click on Learn, and just dive down a very happy, colorful rabbit hole there that reminds you how much fun it is to be a caregiver for folks these age. Anything else that you want to close with here?
Well, we're really excited about partnerships that we have in the state with everybody from the school administrators to the South Dakota Association for the Education of Young Children. We're incredibly excited about the fact that the Black Hills Area Community Foundation made a sizable grant to this project in which we're going to be able to add a staff member to the Black Hills area. We're excited about the fact that we have partnerships with the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. You know, I mentioned about walking out and looking at the trees changing. Game Fish and Parks gets that. They understand where that's at. We have a lot of really good things that are coming that are going to be at the disposal of all caregivers for young children, parents, child care providers, and teachers.
Kevin, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Laurie, thank you. This has been fun.